This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The British Defense Ministry said Saturday intense fighting is underway in around the Ukrainian Donbas town of Bakhmut. The British intelligence update on Twitter said Bakhmut is vulnerable to Russian attacks on three sides, but Ukraine is reinforcing the area with elite units. The report said, however, that Ukrainian-held resupply routes out of town are becoming increasingly limited. A Russian victory in Bakhmut would be a stepping stone to capturing the surrounding Donbas region, an important strategic goal. A Ukrainian metals company has launched a project to provide steel bunkers for troops on the front line, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Workers at a Metinvest steel plant in central Ukraine work tirelessly to finish off a 2-ton steel bunker for Ukraine soldiers. The bunkers have been made to help soldiers rest and stay protected during attacks. Petro Zuk, the project team manager, explains.
Even if one group goes on a mission, the second group can rest. They can come in calmly and rest without thinking that something will fly in on them from above while they're sleeping. Each shelter needs to be buried about 5 feet underground and can hold up to 6 soldiers. I'm Karen Chamas.
It comes as the UN on Saturday urged countries to speed up taking Syrian refugees from earthquake-hit zones in Turkey, saying they were facing the trauma of loss and displacement all over again. The United Nations made the call as 89 Syrian refugees arrived in Madrid from Turkey. The 7.8 magnitude earthquake on February 6 killed over 45,000 people in Turkey and thousands more in neighboring Syria and completely devastated hundreds of thousands of buildings. This is VOA News. Australian police have released details of what is believed to be the country's biggest ever drug bust. Investigators say a covert international operation has prevented more than 2 metric tons of cocaine worth $670 million from reaching Western Australia. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Investigators say it was seized without the knowledge of the traffickers. Police in Western Australia then covertly replaced the cocaine with plaster of Paris, a fine white powder. The shipment was dropped into the Indian Ocean west of Perth and monitored by drones and helicopters. Western Australian police watched as a criminal syndicate with alleged links to a Mexican cartel used 2 boats to find and retrieve the consignment that had been replaced with the fake drugs. 12 people have been arrested, including a 39-year-old man from the United States. Bill Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Rescuers continued digging through debris on Saturday at the site of Greece's worst train crash, but were expected to wrap up their search operation later in the day. Tuesday's crash killed at least 57 people and injured dozens when a passenger train with more than 350 people on board careened into a freight train on the same track. The disaster in central Greece has triggered an outpouring of anger and protest across the country, as well as a sharp focus on safety standards across its railway system. Actor Tom Sizemore, known for his struggles and drug addiction and run-ins with the law, his tough guy roles in films such as Saving Private Ryan and Black Hawk Down, died on Friday at age 61, his manager said. He was hospitalized in critical condition after suffering a brain aneurysm on February 18th, Reuters correspondent Edward Barron reports.
His first major leading role came in the 1997 horror thriller The Relic. He's best remembered for playing battle-hardened soldiers in 2 films, Steven Spielberg's Saving Private Ryan and Ridley Scott's Black Hawk Down. Through it all, Sizemore's career was overshadowed by personal upheavals stemming from long-time bouts with substance abuse, which landed him in and out of jail and drug rehab treatment, and a relationship with one-time Hollywood madam, Heidi Fleiss. He was convicted in 2003 of domestic violence against Fleiss during their stormy year-long romance, resulting in a 6-month jail sentence.
Reuters correspondent Edward Barron. The European Union said Saturday it was setting up a humanitarian air bridge to deliver aid to Goma in the conflict eastern part of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Find more at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.